is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, online at 1015thehawk.ca.
Hmm. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. No.
That's the first time it's asked me to consent to a recording. Is it time for church?
It sounds like it outside. If you step outside my door, there's something religious going on next door.
I think every day is a good day for church.
Hawk.
Worship music.
Worship weird music on the Hawk.
Today's Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, May 26th, 2021.
Oh, good day.
How's your May 2 for, guys?
Well, I got one word for that.
Coopers!
Ice cold.
Yeah, I'm just cold certified 24/7, baby. Yeah, how was your guys' long weekend? Just chilled?
Yeah, mine was full of a lot of self-reflection, actually.
Oh, yeah?
And I also happened to see approximately 20 different fireworks shows on Saturday night. You'll get to see any of those off the mountain brow anyway?
Oh, interesting. No.
It was a colorful night.
You saw a panorama of them.
Yeah, able to see different points on the mountain that people were partying. And then as well as there was obviously somebody lighting off like tons and tons of fireworks on Mulberry. And we couldn't see it because we can't see Mulberry from where we were. But we could see it through the central library's window reflection. It was trippy.
Cool. Damn, that sounds like a nice view.
It was delightful.
Yeah, they were going deep into the night. I was watching a show at 1:30 in my backyard here.
Damn.
what number Negroni were you on?
I think number 4.
How many did you have?
That was my penultimate Negroni.
Nice.
I only recently learned that word. I've been throwing it around a lot.
Yeah, you gotta use it up.
For sure. And can you tell our listeners why you know that word, Dallas?
I've been hearing it so much that I Googled it.
Well, can I just say, though, that I think you should have already known what it means because you and Sarah and Jerry keep coming in the penultimate prize for trivia. Back when you used to play trivia, you'd be the penultimate prize winner.
That's true.
Do you win anything?
Sure do.
What do you win?
I've won a case of Steamies.
What the fuck's a Steamie?
A green bottle of Pilsner.
Oh, like a steam whistle?
Yep, throwbacks to 275 Power to the People in the Casbah Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Circa 2006, when Brody used to bring all the peeps down to the Casbah Lounge for some good times on a Monday night.
I'm feeling nostalgic.
Randy, pints of steam whistle in the Casbah Lounge in 2006 on Mondays for $2.75.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I'm sorry I missed that.
And then they were bumped up to like $3.50 or something, but it was still the deal of the century.
I wonder, how did he get it so cheap? Was he doing the art opening deal?
We should have Brody on, eh? We could ask a lot of questions.
I think that's a great idea. Maybe when we start doing our solo epis, we can introduce a long, what's it called? Some sort of format.
Long playing format?
Like that. But if you want to interview him, Dallas, so I'll let you interview him. I'll interview someone else.
I mean, I would love to tag team Mr. Schwendy.
I wonder if he'd let us. He's down for a three-way.
Be a good conversationalist.
Have you guys ever had a threesome?
No.
Nope. I think we're having a three-way right now.
Yeah, you guys should do that because I'm a terrible interviewer and I don't really want to be involved in that.
How long are we going to be missing you for, Randall?
At least probably a month, I'd say, unfortunately.
Listeners, if you're paying attention, you'll notice that this is going to be Randy's last episode for about a month. So really soak it in because next week you're just left with the remnants of Walzak and me. Walzak and Wynn. Walzak and Katsi.
Remember those cruise tickets I mentioned? I'm going to be away on a cruise on assignment with no Wi-Fi.
I can't wait to read your diaries upon your return.
I'm going to leave detailed logs for you.
So what are we going to play tonight as our last night together for a while?
We need big jams.
Yeah, I was just going to play some, just some good time weltering booty music, I guess. Just, you know, something to keep it light, but keep you cool and keep you hot. Keep you dancing.
Sounds sexy. That's what hump days are for.
How about y'all?
I'm down to shake some booties, let the sweat drip, you know? How about you, Becky?
Let that smile line under your ass drool. Yeah, I'm down to dance. Thanks for the inspiration. Party music. Let's celebrate our togetherness while we can, while we're still here.
I was thinking about maybe stimulating the mucosal membrane a little bit.
I heard that's a good way to fight COVID.
Yeah. Drool it out. Sneeze it. Sneeze the pain away.
Tap. Drain. Tap and drain.
All right. Should we swab these listeners?
Yeah.
Open wide.
Get ready for the deep nasal probe.
And enjoy it, most of all. Most of all, enjoy it. Oh, you like it. All right. Girl, let me see what that booty do. That booty do. What that booty do. That booty do. What that booty do. 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 What 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 what
you buy me? Why didn't you buy me?
DJ Tenderfoot.
Live that life. Live that life. Live that life.
So just a reminder, you're tuned in to Hamiltopia, and right now you're hearing Taga Hansimwen by Akaba Men and the Niji Rockets. Before that, we heard Can't Believe by Gulcher Lustwerk. And before that, we heard Why Did You Block Me by Chippy Nonstop and DJ Gender Fluid. And even though I didn't say it at the time, that song went out to Madame Erica McMeekin. Before that, we heard Work Experience by Susie Analog. And then to kick off the set, before that, we heard That Booty by DJ Spin. And at the beginning of the show and at the very end of the show, you're going to be hearing I Come For Your Love by Psychic Mirrors, but that's just under our talking. Thanks for being with us, you cutie pie.
Here's a good one for the sweltering heat. It's Koti Mundi. Que pasa? You know Popeye.
When you say, I'm no booting bed, you ain't got no heart. You just want to beat me up. I know I'm having hard times. That's why you want to say bye-bye. Like in the fall, a tree gets rid of the seeds. You try to get rid of me. I know.
Que pasa, que pasa.
I know.
Que pasa contigo.
My heart is
so many hours. Que tú no me quieres más. What's happening with you? What's on your mind? Mi dinero tú no puedes vivir. I know. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
I know, I know.
¿Qué pasa contigo?
My heart says
no. No me digas que tú no me quieres más.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
Hear me out. You better hear me out. confused, but you love to get it on. Like a Mr. King Kong and a sexaplon. You must remember dust to dust. That's right, children. Speak the truth. King Creole, the Haitian hero, says your love for me is zero. But I hope you realize love will never die. You can never say bye-bye, no matter how much you try. You're asking me to stop it. Go on to another topic. Well,
this is Kareem, host of Jazz in Session on 101.5 The Hawk, and you're listening to Hamiltopia 3.0.
No, baby, say the word. I will make you happy. Don't wanna rush on you, but could you make it snappy? Look, let's make a love, see if you like it. Look, let's make a love, see if you like it. Look, let's make a love, see if you like it. Look, let's make a love, see if you like it. See if you like it, see if you like it. If you like it, look, let's make a love. See if you like it. Look, let's make a love. See if you like it. Look, let's make a love. See if you like it. Oh,
We'll be right back.
And that's Hamiltopia doing it to you with Do Me by Mona Ray. Before that, we heard Look, Let's Make Love and See If You Like It by Sydney Thomas. And before that, we heard Koti Mundi with Que Pasa, Mi No Papai. Thanks for sitting with us on Hamiltopia.
Coming home. gonna blow me one. Rhythm is good, playing it like it should. Just can't believe the fun y'all say.
Faces. Maybe you're not the smiling type. That's fine. Totally fine. We're good with all sorts of faces, folks. Right now we're listening to Donald's House and Lifeless, their track VGF. Before that was Detroit's John FM with Forever. Right after, classic Toronto disco track LA Walk by Esteban. Before that was One Way featuring Al Hudson and their track Music. Something we are particularly fond of around here. Before that was Hypnotic with their track Are You Lonely? Don't Be Lonely. We started the set off there with Palms Tracks and No Clue Theory and their wonderful track P2. Thank you, listener, for being a listener. Won't you please continue being a listener of Hamiltopia on C101 The Hawk?
And now that the show's just about done, do we have anything to say to our listeners, the people who stuck with us through the whole episode?
Thanks for sticking with us. Wasn't that hard?
But did we make it that hard? I mean, did we make it harder?
I think we made it easier.
We turned up the turgidity.
Well, we're going to miss you, Randy.
I'll just be down the way for a little bit, getting turgid AF.
Any words of advice for us?
You guys are professionals. Just, I mean, the best piece of advice I could give is just keep her going. You know, that's what I'm going to have inscribed on my headstone is keep her going. So that's what I'm going to suggest to you guys.
Thank you for your leadership.
Well, it's all thank God. He's here tonight.
Special guest.
Backstage.
Godly frequencies fill the air. Thank goodness.
Thank goddess.
Thank goddess that we are coming to you from the mountain brow. CIOI.5 FM. The Hawk. That's Hamiltopia, baby.
Don't you ever forget it. Sorry, Larry. I scared Larry.
So
you're hitting the Wentworth stairs back?
Yeah, I volunteer for the Hamilton Encampment Support Network, so I'm going to go do a shift shortly. Connect with some houseless community members, bring them some resources that they've requested, water, snacks, art supplies.
They're at the stairs?
Well, there's a lot of people living in the woods around the rail trail, around the Wentworth stairs through there. We have a big group of Hamilton and Cameron Support Network team members who are constantly on the lookout, scouting to see where people are set up. There's different roles to play, but people scout, find out where people are staying, and then connectors go out and talk directly with the residents to see what they need, and then gets organized, like all the materials and supplies, and then gets delivered. So today I'm actually going to do a delivery to bring stuff to some people.
That's so sweet. Is there a way to donate to that?
Yeah, I believe they accept e-transfers to info@hesn.ca. Let me just confirm that. You can also visit their website to learn more if you go to hesn.ca.
Cool.
So HESN currently accepts donations to help with providing supplies, keeping our website and phone line running, and continuing our advocacy work. So they can only accept donations by e-transfer at the moment, but you can transfer to info@hesn.ca. They're not a registered charity yet, so you can't get a tax receipt for all you tax hoes.
Bros before tax hoes.
But yeah, so there's some nice, beautiful things happening in the city, even though there's a lot of beautiful, nice things not happening in the city as well. Yeah, it's a good crew. We're lucky to have such caring citizens take such big initiative leadership roles to make sure that people are staying safe. It's quite a beautiful thing. These people's empathy are like endless. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's inspiring.
Well, thanks for looking out.
All right, so see you in June.